That's when I said, wow, since I have a daughter, we try
be to... Like so possible, be like Sol. Be like them.
Descubre más en grupobaugan.com.
You're listening to Vaughn Radio. Get ready. Hold on to your hats. Strap on your seatbelt. Fasten your seatbelts. Hold on to your hat. Get ready for the ride of your life. The show with no name time.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard. Welcome aboard. That's right, it's time for the non-stop rocket ship to wherever you want to go. Juanjo, tell them what it's called.
Conecta con nosotros en Twitter, @IMAlbertoAlonso. Participa a través de la app de Baugan Radio. Y no te olvides los viernes seguirnos en Facebook Live.
The show with no name.
That's right, my amigos. It's the show with no name 2.0 on Vaughn Radio. And we're here with your favorite DJ in the whole wide world.
Y a los mandos del control central,
Juanjo Durán.
You got me feeling this way. There's so much we can't explain. Maybe we're helping each other escape.
That's right, folks. That's right. Happy Tuesday morning from all of us here at Vaughn Radio. I know you guys were warming up with Fitz, the master. Well, I say the master because, well, Fitz has trained, I would say, almost every teacher that I know of, at least. So Kyle Miller, I think him and Kyle Miller were in the same. I'm not sure about that, but let's put it this way. Fitz has trained, most of the Vaughn teachers. So he is really, the creme de la creme, as I say. And, so I know he was warming you guys up, and that you're ready to rock and roll here as always on the totally interactive Show with No Name 2.0. Now, I urge you guys to interact with us every day on Twitter. If you're not doing it, well, follow us, follow Grupo Baugan, follow me as well. And this way, you'll get content and information when we have contests, concursos, and you won't miss anything. Also, remember, on Wednesdays, that's tomorrow, we'll be live on Instagram. My Instagram is at... Hay que saber esta, @Alberto_otra que hay que saber, Alonso. So if you're not following me there, in fact, that's the social media platform I've been using the most lately. And I'm also on Facebook. We do Facebook Live on Fridays, and we give away my latest book, English on the Go. So if you guys want the full experience, make sure you guys are following me, following Vaughn Systems, Grupo Vaughan, and also my colleagues who really put out some great content as well. And the best part about all this, follow here, do this, listen to the podcasts, It's all free, and it's all designed to help you guys improve your English. And more than just improve your English, have fun along the way and get hooked on English. That's what I think, at least my goal here is to A, have fun, B, learn some things. But I think like the overall goal is to get you guys hooked on English, to get you guys loving English, to make English be this cool thing and not this monster that that is untamable, right? To tame is to domesticate, T-A-M-E. And as I said, I think we've been doing a wonderful job. And again, it's never just us, the teachers. It's got to come from the students as well. This is reciprocating. And I always talk about, you know, when I got to Spain over 14 years ago now, I just remember you said the word inglés. No, inglés. Inglés. and people would just like, you know, they would gasp for air. G-A-S-P. They would gasp for air. They would have like a horror movie reaction like, no! No, inglés! They hate it. I mean, English was like a taboo word in Spain. And now that's not the case. In fact, it's almost even cool now to be learning English. And not only cool, we don't do things because they're cool, but we all know that if you speak English and Spanish, which you already speak, most of you, then the world is yours. Como decimos en inglés, the world is your oyster, right? El mundo es tu ostra, right? The world is, me encanta esa, right? The world is your oyster. You can, I mean, and I'm not just talking professionally, because we always talk about, I want to learn English so I can get a good job. We almost sound programmed to say that. But it's more than just getting a good job. It's being confident and comfortable and able to communicate in a huge part of the world, the Americas, most of Europe, with English or Spanish. And even out in India, many people speak English, so it'll help their languages, both English and Spanish, that will help you in any way, you know, making friends, you know, or being able to communicate or getting what you want at a restaurant instead of what you thought you ordered, right? So all this stuff is really important there. And so congratulations. I always say, it's thanks to Richard Vaughn and his, you know, efforts here in Grupo Vaughan, but it's also thanks to you guys collectively as a student body. You guys have really raised the bar. So un aplauso, Juanjo. A nice round of applause. You know, you gotta. Hey, hay que decirlo bueno. And you guys really, you've done a wonderful job in these last 10 years that I've been on the radio and 14 years that I've been living here. And as I say, when I see that next generation now, the younger people who English is not this ugly monster that lives under their bed and haunts them in the middle of the night. No, English is just something that they've been exposed to since they were kids. And that's, I think, what I'm getting at. Exposure has never been so easy. Estar expuesto al idioma has never been so easy. Thanks to Vaughn Radio. Thanks to podcasts. Thanks to the internet in general. Thanks to having, you know, your TV, where now you can hear the original audio or you can hear the dubbing. That's up to you. But our parents and even 10, 20 years ago, we didn't have that option. So you guys, you have so many options at your fingertips. So make sure you're using them and making the most of them. All right. I got some people checking in here on Twitter this morning. We've got, as always, our amigos are always checking in. JM Hermosilla says, good morning. I'm making some errands. Now, cuidado con esta. We say to do an errand or to run an errand. I like that you're trying to use that vocabulary. Now, what is doing an errand or running an errand? So you can say, I'm going to run some errands. E-R-R-A-N-D-S is hacer unos recados. But be careful. It's to do errands or to run errands. All right? But hey, J.M. Hermosilla, you had to try. And until you try, then you say, ah, okay, pues ya sé para la próxima. Now I know. that is, I'm going to do some errands and listen to the show with no name. We're going to paint the town red. La vamos a liar, la vamos a pasar en grande. A big hug, my amigos. Thank you very much, J.M. Hermosilla. Always a pleasure to have you and your positivity here on the show. Diego says, my favorite DJ, the creme de la creme. Good morning from Oxford. Oh, I got to say it differently. Good morning from Oxford, guys. Hello. Good morning, Diego. Hey, we've got two Diegos. We got Diego Condori and then Diego, my dad. What's up, dad? Good morning. Como decimos en español, que me encanta esta expresión, al pie del cañón. In English, is ready to rock, ready for action. And good morning, Dad. Great to have you tuning in from the U.S. of A, the United States of America, my home sweet home. Well, no, technically Madrid is my home sweet home now. But of course, I still miss the U.S. Of course, I miss the people. I miss, you know, the language, all, you know, all that stuff, the food. All right, Vero, ya estamos hablando de comida, comida, ¿ves? Vero says, good morning, my dearest radio team in the whole wide world. Languages are the best weapon we have to make ourselves understood, right? You, Grupo Vaughan, are one of them. Thanks. Hey, our pleasure. The best thing, too, is to see you guys making progress. As again, I know from a business standpoint, for Vaughn, I imagine they have to make a profit, all that stuff, right? Hacer beneficio. But I think in general, all the teachers, our payoff, una palabra que vimos ayer, nuestro premio, our payoff is seeing you guys improving, seeing you guys hooked on English, you know. That's awesome. Mohamed, there he is, superstar student. He says, good morning, awesome teacher. Words cannot express how much you have influenced me these years. Your program especially, and all the Vaughn programs came to my life as a remedy for my bad English. Thanks for your existence. Well, as I always tell you, Mohamed, I don't know what your spoken English is like, but I know that you, you sound great, man. You write your written English. Escrito, we say written, not written. Written, se pronuncia. Your written English is beautiful, Mohamed. I told you, you should be a writer, man. Hey, why not? You never know. You can discover a new, passion. I was going to say hobby, but I like to call them passions more than hobbies. You guys know me. I'm a Scorpio. Así somos los Scorpios. Right? All right. Well, we've got a lot to do. In fact, we've got a visit coming today. We've got at 11:30, our friends from Capacis are coming to visit us. And I've worked with them many, many times. It's Fundación Capacis. They are some of the greatest people I've ever met. So kind, so nice. And they are my friends. They are great friends of mine. And, I'm looking forward to having some of them join us today. That's going to be at 11:30 today. So that'll be a lot of fun. But right now, we've got some other things to do. So I'm thinking right now we can let's do a little listening exercise. Vamos a hacer un listening exercise. And the way this listening exercise is going to work is I'm going to say six words. I'm not going to spell them like yesterday. I'm going to say these six words. Okay, so it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six words. And I want you guys to tell me on Twitter what these six words are. Okay? Are you ready? It's not going to be easy. But I know you guys will rise to the challenge. I don't doubt you for a second. Okay? Good luck. Voy a hacer sudar aquí. All right. Six words. I'll give them to you twice as I always do. Here we go. Beard, bear, beer, bird, barred, burned. I know you hate me. I know it. And I understand it. I understand it. At least with this exercise here. But I know somebody's going to get it. I know, let's put it this way. I know a lot of you guys are going to get it, but I know somebody's going to get it just hearing it once. Let's see. I'm refreshing Twitter over here. There's H. Veronica checking in. She says, good morning, AA. How you doing? We New Yorkino. How you doing? I'm doing okay, H. Veronica. Hope you're doing well as well. Toma double trouble. I hope you're doing well as well. All right, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It looks like you only got 5 there, Iñaki. You're missing one. You are missing one there, buddy. Remember, we usually do 6 words over here. So if you got 5, you're missing one. All right. So let's see if anybody else can get all 6. And I'm going to repeat them in just a moment. So don't worry about that. But I'm just refreshing. All right. I've stumped you guys. I love it. It's not easy. Let me celebrate it sometimes. It's not easy to stump you, listeners. All right. I'll give you the 6 words again. Good luck. Let's see if you can catch all 6 of them. All right. Nobody has gotten them yet. So it's tough, as I expected. All right. Okay. Here we go. Beard. Bear. Beer. Bird. Barred. Burned. All right. Okay, let's see. Juan Carlos, yes. Esto es un poco Spanglish. A lo mejor es un errata. Maybe it's a typo. And Juan Carlos says, yes, se haré hoy. Okay, pues eso es positivo. Me gusta. No lo entiendo 100%. Juan Carlos, creo que tienes un errata. I think you've got a typo over there, right? Charlie. Charlie's given us some words over here. Ooh, almost Charlie. You got a little mistake over there. Iñaki, nice try. Ooh, sí que ha sido difícil, eh? This is definitely a difficult one. Because I'm seeing a lot of people participating, but I don't see anyone who has gotten it right yet. So, whew. Charlie said they all sound alike. Well, not really. I mean, they all start with a B, but they have different vowel sounds. They have different endings, right? So they don't, to a native speaker, these words don't sound alike, right? You guys confuse them because of the spelling. But to a native speaker, we never confuse we never mix up, otra forma de decir confundir, we never mix up these words. All right, let's see. Pablo G. Again, people are having trouble here. All right, let's see. Express, I think you might have it here. Let's see. It looks like Express has got it. All right, well, I'll tell you what. I'll have you guys self-check because I have a lot of you participating right now. But I think a lot of people are making mistakes with that second-to-last word, la penúltima, the second-to-last word. All right, so let's take a look then. I'm going to go through the words now. The first word was beard. Beard. Now, what is a beard? Well, a beard is something I have on my face. In the winter, I like to grow a beard. In fact, I don't think you've ever seen me totally clean-shaven. So, beard. Right? Barba, you say in Spanish. Es como cerveza con sonido de al final. Beard. Right? Do you have a beard? Yes, I have a beard. Right? Beard. B-E-A-R-D. Se deletrea. Right? B-E-A-R-D. Beard. Beard. All right. Good. The next word. Bear. Bear. B-E-A-R. Bear. Okay, so what is bear? What does this mean? Well, bear is oso. O aguantar, también, right? Bear, o también parir, right? Bear, B-E-A-R. Now, the most common one I would say is, well, no, mira, when were you born? Viene del verbo parir. Bear, bore, born. ¿Ves? Todos conocéis la palabra born, ¿no? I was born, lo habéis oído mil veces, la palabra born. No digo Jason born, digo born, nacer. Pues viene del verbo to bear, parir, bear, bore, B-O-R-E, y born. Es como tear, tore, torn, ¿no? Sigue esa, rasgar algo, ¿no? Romper algo. Tear, tore, torn, es esa, pattern, ese patrón, right? As I said, in irregular verbs, always look for patterns. Hay muchos que ves que dices, ah, eso es tal como la otra, blue, blow, blown. Well, fly, flew, flown. Sing, sang, sung. Pues ring, rang, rung. No hay algunos que siguen un patrón. So pay attention, because maybe it can help you say, ah, claro, esta es como tal otra. All right? So, whoo, that was a tough one. Bear. B-E. Suena como rima con la palabra aire, right? Bear. Air. The bear was getting some fresh air, right? There was a bear. Think of it that way, if you have to. The bear was in the woods because he needed some fresh air. All right, so the first word, beard. The second word, bear. The third word, beer. Ahora, esto es la primera palabra, no deletreado igual, pero la primera palabra sin el sonido de. O sea, barba, beard. Y cerveza, beer. Es exactamente, pronunciado exactamente igual, pero sin esa D al final. Pero se escribe, y todos eso lo sabéis, yo creo, es B-E-E-R. B-E-E-R. Beer. So, beard. Vamos a repetirlo, los tres, ¿no? Así las practicamos cada vez. So, barba is... Eso es, beard. Oso es... Eso es, bear. Cerveza es... Barba sin D, beer. Okay, the next one. The fourth word rhymes with the word word. Rima con la palabra word. Bird, bird, bird. Bird is the word. Word, bird, right? O sea, cuando ves la palabra pájaro, imagina una E. Ahí. En tu cabeza pájaro ya se escribe B-E-R-D. Olvídate de la I. Porque ya sabes deletrearlo. You know how to spell it already. So forget about that I. You don't need that I. It's only throwing you off. Te está descolocando nada más. Right? So, bird is the word. Right? Bird. Esa mucha gente suele decir beard. Y entonces, claro, están hablando de barba. So, bird. All right. Now, the next one was probably the hardest one, I would say. Because, well, a lot of people were stressing this one out. Okay, I think I'm trying to see if anybody got this one right. Did Express get... Yeah, Express, you got this one right. Now, a lot of you... Charlie, you got it right. Okay, now, here's the thing. This word, a lot of you guys put Bart, like Bart Simpson. But I didn't say Bart, I said Bard. See the difference? You have to really... A huge distance, let's put it this way, grammatically, between those two sounds. But there's a small difference when we say them. So let's hear it. Bart Simpson, Bart, right? And Bard, duh. Es como, respiras después, ¿no? Bard. So what does this mean? Bard, B-A-R-R-E-D, right? Bard. All right, let me give it to you in context. I can give you a double trouble. He was barred from the bar because he kept fighting with the bartender. To bar someone is to prohibit them, to forbid them. Okay, you are barred, prohibido. B-A-R-R-E-D, right? El verbo es bar, como la palabra bar. Me voy a un bar, right? So to be barred from somewhere is you are not allowed in that place. That was our fourth word, barred. B-A-R-R-E-D. Se usa con la preposición from. I am barred. Acuérdate esta frase. If you do that, I will bar you from this bar for the rest of your life. Si haces eso, te voy a prohibir que entres en este bar. Por el resto de tu vida. Barred. B-A-R-R-E-D. Se duplica esa R cuando se añada E-D o I-N-G, right? So they were barring many people from that bar. Doble R en ese caso. Pero en el infinitivo es B-A-R. Igual que me voy al bar. Igual, okay? So he was barred from the bar. And the last word is burned. Burned. Now, this one, a lot of people put burnt, which is also acceptable, but I didn't say burnt. And I want you to hear the difference, because la palabra quemar o arder en inglés es burn. Otra vez, es una U, pero imagínate una E. Olvídate de la U, porque ya sabes escribirlo. So piensa en tu cabeza esa U, se da la vuelta un poco, ¿no? Se tuerce y se convierte en una E. Burn. Burn. Y burn es uno de estos que es ambos. Es regular. O sea, burn, burned, burned. ¿Oyes cómo mis D's tienen como una respiración al final? Esa es la diferencia entre los T que acaban en T, que ahora vamos a mirar. So, este verbo se puede conjugar como burn, burned, burned, que es el que os di con ED. Y luego también se puede decir burn, burnt, burnt. ¿Oyes la diferencia en el final? Los dos se aceptan. Sin embargo, la que yo dije era burned. All right? So if you didn't learn anything from this little section here, I want you to focus on the difference between the D and the T. For example, I walked. I agreed. ¿Ves la diferencia? Clave. All right, guys, we're going to a quick commercial break. We'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more. So stick around.
Escuchando
Vaughn Radio. You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
Vaughan Radio.
Es el momento de poner en marcha nuevos proyectos. Es el momento de alcanzar el éxito como líder de equipos. De la mano de Richard Vaughan y Javier Fernández Aguado. El próximo 21 de febrero, de 16:30 a 20:30 horas, en la oficina central de Vaughan, en la calle Orense 69, primera planta. Emprender y liderar las claves del éxito. Entra ahora en grupovaughan.com/seminario.
Lo que me ha proporcionado este máster es sobre todo confianza en mí mismo, no sentir terror cuando un anglo intenta hablar conmigo. Bueno, pues tengo un mayor dominio de las estructuras gramaticales, un mayor entendimiento, gracias pues a los diferentes aspectos que se tratan durante el máster. Trabajas tanto en gramática como en listening, en speaking. Al final acabas dándote cuenta que dominas todos estos aspectos claves para poder comunicarte.
No importa lo que hayas estudiado, no importa a qué te quieras dedicar. Hagas lo que hagas, vas a necesitar el inglés. Haz un máster que realmente merezca la pena. Haz el máster en inglés profesional de Vaughan. Más información en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com. Máster en inglés profesional.
Además, ahora fíñate hasta el 100% del coste y págalo cómodamente hasta en 24 meses. Puedes ver las condiciones de financiación en el apartado de máster en grupovaughan.com.
I started to learn English when I was very, very young. My tip for somebody who is learning English is be brave and don't be afraid of exaggerating an accent. You're free to go anywhere you want.
Be like Marta. Be like them.
Descubre más en grupovaughan.com.
El pueblo angloparlante de Vaughan gana decisión y seguridad en 6 días de inmersión en inglés. Disfruta de un entorno privilegiado y mejora, por fin, tu agilidad oral y comprensión auditiva. Piensa, habla, vive en inglés. Llámanos al 91-133-5833.
¿Qué es Daytown?
Daytown es un evento que transcurre en el corazón de Madrid y Barcelona un sábado de cada mes. Reunimos a nuestros alumnos con angloparlantes nativos para hablar y hablar desde el desayuno hasta la hora del té.
Llámanos para información en Madrid al 91-133-5833 o en Barcelona al 93-339-8687.
¿No quieres aprender inglés? ¿No quieres conocer expresiones y vocabulario? Ah, entonces no nos busques, porque con nuestros trimestrales mejorarás tu agilidad oral y nivel auditivo y reforzarás la gramática. En grupos reducidos y mediante el método Vaughan aprenderás inglés. Así que no nos llames al 91-133-5833, 91-133-5833, ni nos visites en grupovaughan.com.
Campamentos de inglés sin salir de España. Tus hijos hablarán inglés divirtiéndose, siempre acompañados de nuestros monitores Vaughan. Realizarán talleres, actividades, veladas nocturnas y todo ello en inglés. 91-133-5832.
EMEP, un programa en inglés para ejecutivos y profesionales de alto rendimiento a tiempo parcial durante 5 meses. Este es tu máster. Infórmate llamando al 91-133-5833. Y recuerda, también disponible en Valencia y Barcelona.
tu máster de inglés profesional con una oferta inigualable. Consulta condiciones en grupobaugan.com o llamando al 911-335-833. ¿Todavía no has hecho tu prueba de nivel? Infórmate sin compromiso. 911-335-833. Consulta también el Executive Master en Inglés Profesional, disponible en Valencia, Barcelona y Madrid.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to That's right, folks. It's the show with no name 2.0 on Vaughn Radio. And as always, guys, we're here with your favorite DJ in the whole wide world.
One hoe or another, I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna get you. One hoe or another.
That's right, folks. That's right. Juanjo in the house having a great time. We've already flown through the first half hour of the program, and we've got so much more to go. I've got to say, that was a tough challenge, but a few listeners, Express and Vero, and maybe a couple more, were able to get it. So work on that stuff. Work on those tricky words over there. And maybe those, you know, those tricks will help you, like visualizing the word burn as having an E in it instead of a U, and seeing the word bird as having an E in it instead of an I. I don't know. Hey, whatever works for you, really. I just give you a couple ideas that I think could help you. But then again, each person is different, and you have to find what works for yourself. All right. Well, I know something that always worked for me. In fact, when I was learning Spanish, there was one thing that always kept me motivated in learning more and dancing, and that's music. And, well, you guys know one of my favorite sections here on the program because, well, I get to work on my translating skills. And I always tell you this, I learn Spanish when I prepare this section as well because I'm like, oh, ¿cómo se traduce eso al español? So it forces me to go out there and learn maybe a Spanish idiom or vocabulary word that maybe I wasn't familiar with. So that's the idea behind it. And always remember, too, here on the Name That Lyric section, what we do is just give you a little piece of the song. I mean, songs are about 4 minutes. And usually on Name That Lyric, we just give you a 1 minute clip of the song. So without any further ado, it's time for Name That Lyric.
Hi, hello, Alberto. I think the song is... No? Sorry, bye.
Name that lyric, name that lyric, name that lyric, name that lyric, only on the show with no name, the show with no name, the show with no name.
That's right, my amigos. It's Name That Lyric, only on the show with no name. And this is where we give you that song lyric. I'm going to give it to you in Spanish, and you tell me the name of the song and the artist in English on Twitter. Here we go.
¿Qué es esto que está delante de mí? Figura de negro que me señala. Date la vuelta y empieza a correr. Me entero que soy el elegido. Oh, no. Oh, no. Forma enorme y negra, con ojos de fuego, contándole a la gente sus deseos. Satanás ahí, sentado, sonriendo. Mira mientras las llamas. Mira mientras las llamas suben y suben. ¡Ay, no! ¡Dios! ¡Ayúdame!
Ho, 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 ho. All right, this isn't a love song, right? Once you have the word Satanás in a song, then you know. We're going down a different road now. A darker kind of music, right? This is not reggaeton, guys. So even, you know, this is a cool thing about the Name That Lyric section as well. Usually just by the translation, you can find the genre, el género, right? And say, okay, pues eso no va a ser una canción de amor. Right? That's not going to be a love song in any way, shape, or form. All right, let's see if you guys know today's Name That Lyric. No surprise here. I've got three rockers who figured it out. And ladies and gentlemen, a nice round of applause for Jaster, Express, and Vero. Awesome. Excellent job. Well, the group is Black Sabbath. And the song, are you ready? The song is Black Sabbath. That's right. Well, the name of the song is Black Sabbath. The name of the album is Black Sabbath, right? Sabbath is in Judaismo, in Judaism, it's sábado, right? Shabbat, right? The Sabbath. And of course, Black Sabbath, as you guys know. These were like the original, you know, dark, satanic rockers. But again, when you look back now and you see the interviews and all that stuff, what you do realize is it's all an act, right? Ozzy Osbourne, who was the lead singer of Black Sabbath, never really worshipped the devil. No es que alabó al demonio. It was part of the sound that they had, this dark rock, a lot of music back then was happy and funny, and they said, nah. And they loved, you know, horror movies. So they took a lot of inspiration from horror movies, the occult, Satanism. But again, Ozzy, Tony Iommi, the guitarist, they'll be the first ones to tell you, we never worshipped Satan a day in our life. Satan is Satanás. Here's one that people mix up a lot, right? Evil es malvado. And devil es demonio. So vamos a decir, el demonio es malvado. The devil is evil, right? Aunque se escriban igual, menos la D, no se pronuncian igual. So, devil, demonio. Evil, malvado. Okay? No riman esas palabras, es a lo que me refiero. So this song actually was the song that became the band's name. The band was originally called Earth, when they were playing gigs, bolos, in Germany. And then they realized that there was another band. Eso tiene que ser lo peor, right? That's got to be the worst. You're like, oh, we've got the best name, Earth, La Tierra. And then you go and you're like, oh, nope, no, you don't. Someone else has been using that name. Oh, man, we got to find a new name. Well, I think it worked out pretty well for them because Black Sabbath, I've got to say,
It's a freaking cool name for a band. It gets your attention. And they got the name, the title of the song and the name of the band from a 1963 horror movie starring Boris Karloff. So as I said, they were really big horror movie fans. And that was perhaps their, you know, where they got into this, you know, Satanism and all this stuff. Because, as I said, they were just trying to make this kind of macabre, right? We say macabre, kind of feeling in their music, in their you know, their imagery. If you buy or if you see any of their album covers, I mean, it's pretty crazy stuff. I remember my mom, oh, she was like, no, I don't want you listening to that. It's satanic. I remember. And so very, very cool. So that's their name became Black Sabbath. And I, as I said, I think it's good. I think that defined their sound more than the word Earth, for example. And it also changed, you know, when they changed their name, it changed the style. When they were playing as Earth, they were playing a lot of blues covers, versiones de canciones de blues. They were playing a lot of blues covers, right? But then when they changed their name, the material got a lot darker, got a very, like a heavier, darker, kind of, as I said, macabre kind of tone to it. And this song, man, just the bells over there, right? The bells in the background, boom, you'll hear it now when we play the song. Hay unas campanas que dan hasta miedo. It's pretty crazy. This song, I saw the original members of Black Sabbath, that's right, all four original members, play this song, and well, they played a concert, but I saw them play this song, and I'll tell you something, I felt like I was back in 1970. I wasn't even alive in 1970, but I mean, I was transported back in time. Now, this is a lot of, as I was saying, going back to the Satanism thing, the worshiping the devil thing. Well, a lot of fans thought that, you know, they, since they always played with these satanic images, that, this song was, you know, worshiping Satan. And it's actually quite the opposite. In fact, they said that this song, Black Sabbath, expresses a healthy fear of the devil. Ese miedo sano del demonio que cualquiera tiene, right? So let's take a look at the lyrics. What is this that stands before me? What is this that stands before me? Now, ¿qué es esto que está de pie, que está aquí, delante de mí? Now, normally we say in front of me, but before me sounds more poetic. It sounds more biblical, right? Sometimes prepositions, even changing, like instead of look at him, pues si cambias ese at por upon, ya es poético. Look upon this river, right? Now you're talking poetry. So sometimes just by changing a preposition, we can change everything. What is this that stands before me? ¿Qué es esto que está aquí delante de mí? Figure in black, right? Figura de negro. In black, we say. Piensa en la película, vestido de negro. Men in black. Figura de negro, right? Que me señala. Figure in black, which points at me. To point at. Es igual que la preposición que look, right? Turn round quick. Date la vuelta rápidamente. Right? Los británicos a veces se comen esa A. Y no dicen turn around. Dicen turn round. Turn round, y Ozzy es británico. Turn round quick and start to run. Y comienza o empieza a correr, a huir. Find out I'm the chosen one. ¿Me entero? Que soy el elegido. Find out I'm the chosen one. And then he says, oh, no. He doesn't like that. He doesn't want to be the chosen one. Then he says, big black shape with eyes of fire. Big black shape. Right. Forma enorme y negra, con ojos de fuego, with eyes of fire, telling people their desire, diciéndole a la gente sus deseos. Satan sitting there, he's smiling. Ahí está Satanás sentado, sonriendo. He's smiling. Watches, right? Watch, no, porque es tercera persona. We're talking about Satan here, right? Watches those flames get higher and higher. Cuidado con esta, porque la G de higher no se pronuncia, right? La palabra higher, más alto, H-I-G-H-E-R, se pronuncia igual que contratar, H-I-R-E, right? I need to hire people, acuérdate de esta frase, I need to hire people with higher education. Tengo que contratar gente con estudios mayores, ¿no?, de universidad. Piénsalo, así te, nunca digas higher, right? I always hear people quieren meter esa G, y lo entiendo, pero rima con hire, contratar. Watch those flames get higher and higher. Oh, no, no. So he's screaming like he's, you know, he's afraid of the devil, right? And he says, please, God, help me. Por favor, Dios, ayúdame o sálvame. All right, so guys, now that we know the lyrics, we're going to go back to the 1970s right now. And I want you guys to sing it with me. This is Black Sabbath with their song, Black Sabbath. And if you hear that song, I mean, there's not much more. All you hear is an amazing drum, by the way, amazing Bill Ward, the drummer, Geezer Butler, just amazing there with the bass. And then you've got that guitar just It's just evil, and it's just gung, and the bells. Oh, man, amazing song. Black Sabbath by, you guessed it, Black Sabbath. All right, well, folks, we've got a lot of stuff to do still on the show with no name, so I'm thinking we can take a look at a section where we look at double meanings, my amigos. It's time for Double Trouble.
Double Trouble, baby. Yeah, you know what time it is. Give it up.
That's right, amigos. That's right. It is Double Trouble, only on the show with no name. Now, I think this one's going to be pretty easy, but, well, we'll see. Let's just do it right now. Remember, the only thing is here, you've got to use the same word twice in the translation, and you got to make sure it's grammatically correct. So the right preposition, the right, tense, tiempo verbal. So, good luck. Here we go. Esa chica me hizo una peineta. Esa chica, lo que viene siendo esa piba. I know it's not a word I use, but it's como, I'll give you a clue. It's a very British way to say chica. All right. I've heard many British friends say it. Now, Americans don't use this, but I teach you American English and British English. Why not? If I know both of them, right? I'm not going to deprive you of it and say, oh, no, I'm not going to teach you what British people say because I'm American. Well, that's ridiculous. So I know what the Brits are saying. I know how they speak. Why? Well, I'm friends with half of them. I've got a lot of British friends. So, esa chica me hizo una peineta. Esa chica me hizo una peineta. Remember, this is a British way. I wouldn't recommend it. I don't use it. I think it can be a little bit disrespectful, I would say. Unless, it's like everything. Like when you call your friend, ¿qué pasa, cabrón? You're not really calling your friend cabrón, you know what I mean? But again, you gotta use your judgment with things like that. You know, some people are more offended. Some people these days, everybody's offended by everything. So that's another thing you got to be really careful of. Everybody's waiting to get offended. Oh, wait. I'm just waiting. Somebody's going to offend me today. I know it. So, esa chica me hizo una peineta. Chica, como lo diría un británico. Okay, so again, you won't hear this one in the States. So let's see. Today I want you guys, all your little Britishness to come out over there. Okay, JM Hermosilla, nice try. However, it's incorrect. Okay, but hey, E is for effort. Hay que hacer ese esfuerzo, right? So, where's Express? Where's Beto? Where's H. Veronica? Where's Paloma? Okay, superstars. Where Iñaki? Come on, man. All right, so I get it. When it's hard, you guys don't participate. Express, let me tell you something. You are on the right track, Express. All right, you've got the right idea. It's wrong, though, right? The structure is wrong. Okay, y piensa que es en pasado, ¿no? Me hizo, so it'd have to be past tense there, right? But Express, right now, you're the closest one. So let's see if you guys can see Express's tweet and then kind of improve on that, right? So, this is a lot harder than I thought it was going to be. You know, I'm like, they'll get it. It's a short one. But short doesn't always mean easy, does it? We've learned that with our Say What soundbite. Sometimes it's a very short audio clip that we listen to, but it's somebody who's talking a mile a minute or using vocabulary that you're not familiar with, right? So, this is unexpectedly difficult. I was going to say difícil. Difficult, hard, tough. Okay, Express, you got it. You can improve on yourself there. So Express says, all right, I missed it the first time. I'm going to see if I can
take what Alberto said and come up with the right answer. And you know what? You did it. So great job, Express. Nice. Anybody else? Roberto says, I would say sit and spin. Sit and spin is cuando enseñas el dedo y alguien se sienta, dice, siéntate aquí encima, sit and spin. Eso lo hacíamos cuando teníamos 10 años. Bueno, algunos seguimos teniendo 10 años. At least I feel like I'm 10 sometimes. Me está hablando mi reloj. My watch is talking to me. This is getting out of control here. All right, guys. Well, we're going to take a look at this when we come back. Esa chica me hizo una peineta. Acuérdate, esto es como, diría chica, los británicos. All right, guys. We're going to a quick commercial break. But we'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more. So, stick around. Yeah!
Looking back, cause you're always on my mind. Wanna leave it all behind, like we've done a million times. Yeah, at least we gonna try. Try, try, try this, try that, try everything.
Coming right back. You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
Estás escuchando
Vaughn Radio.
You're listening.
Lo que escuchas,
Vaughn Radio.
Campamentos de verano Vaughan, porque aprenden, disfrutan, conviven, juegan, experimentan, hacen amigos y asimilan el idioma de forma natural y pierden el miedo a hablar, abriéndose paso en este complicado mundo de la comunicación en inglés. Cada año más de 3.000 familias confían en nosotros para el aprendizaje del inglés de sus hijos y su desarrollo personal, con una forma de trabajar motivadora y muy personal a través de un amplio abanico de programas que cubren las distintas necesidades de nuestros alumnos. La Coordinación Pedagógica de Vaughan asegura un ambiente de inmersión cuidado y de calidad. Ahora con nuevas facilidades de pago, pago a plazos sin intereses y con un modelo de financiación bancaria. Consúltanos. Llámanos al 91-133-5832. Campamentos de Verano Vaughan. 91-133-5832. No lo dejes para el último momento. 91-133-5832.
Nos entra una llamada. ¿Hola? ¿Hola?
Hola.
¿Tu nombre, por favor?
Sagitario.
Cuéntame, amiga Sagitario, ¿qué te preocupa?
Pues que quiero aprender inglés y no hay manera. Ayúdame, gran mago del esoterismo. Ayúdame, por favor. Estoy desesperada.
A ver, amiga Sagitario, es muy fácil. En luna llena, pon 3 velas naranjas y acuéstate a dormir con un diccionario bajo la almohada. Te mando mi energía. Fius, 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 fius.
Que no te cuenten historias. Si quieres aprender inglés en serio, de la mano de profesionales con años de experiencia, aprende inglés con los cursos de inmersión Vaughan. Tenemos muchísimas opciones de cursos de inmersión en inglés dentro y fuera de España, para todas las necesidades, para todos los niveles, para todas las edades y para todos los bolsillos. Llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te lo contaremos todo. 91-133-5833.
Campamentos de inglés sin salir de España. Tus hijos hablarán inglés divirtiéndose, siempre acompañados de nuestros monitores Vaughan. Realizarán talleres, actividades, veladas nocturnas y todo ello en inglés. 91-133-5832.
Después de nuestros summer camps, no querrán volver a casa. Apúntalos a uno de nuestros campamentos de verano en inglés, sin clases. Este verano, regálales una experiencia inolvidable en inglés con sus amigos. Regálales un summer camp. Más información en el 91-133-5832 o en grupovaughan.com.
Aprender inglés es una cuestión personal porque estamos viviendo ya en un mundo que se necesita hablar inglés. Me gusta mucho viajar y lo utilizo cuando estoy fuera. Y aparte me di cuenta que cuando estás trabajando, si quieres acceder a determinados puestos, necesitas un nivel de inglés muy bueno. Y esa fue la razón principal por la que me decidí a hacer este máster. Algunas veces cuando estoy haciendo el máster parece que no avanzo, que no llego a ninguna parte, pero poco a poco me di cuenta que voy solucionando situaciones que antes no sabía cómo afrontar. Lo que más me gusta del máster es el contacto directo que existe con todos los profesores, la personalización del servicio y que puedes en cualquier momento recurrir a ellos, que siempre están dispuestos a ayudarte.
No importa lo que hayas estudiado, no importa a qué te quieras dedicar, hagas lo que hagas, vas a necesitar el inglés. Haz un máster que realmente merezca la pena. Haz el máster en inglés profesional de Vaughan. Más información en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com. Máster en inglés profesional.
Además, ahora financiate hasta el 100% del coste y págalo cómodamente hasta en 24 meses. Puedes ver las condiciones de financiación en el apartado de máster en grupovaughan.com.
Estás escuchando
Born Radio.